Get ready for a journey into the heart of Bridgeport politics with In Absentia, a new podcast from Connecticut Public's investigative team, The Accountability Project. Learn about the city's past and present political dysfunction and the systems that enable it. Tune in wherever you get your podcasts.
Funding provided by Gregory Melville and Susan Fox and Kathleen Bromage.
This is Where We Live producer Carmen Baskoff. Last week, we brought you a show about New Haven's Black Panther trials in the 1970 May Day rally. On that show, we heard from former Baltimore Mayor Kurt Schmoke, who was a Yale junior at that time. He talked about the role Black student leaders played in making sure the rally stayed peaceful, even as tens of thousands of protesters filled the New Haven Green and Yale's campus. I wanted to share a conversation I had with another of those student leaders, Ralph Dawson. He's a member of the Yale class of 1971. Dawson talked to me about why he and other Black students on campus felt so invested in the outcomes of the trials of Panther leaders Bobby Seale and Erica Huggins. And he explained why he and others felt a responsibility to step up and speak out. They served as liaisons between Yale students, administration, including Yale's president Kingman Brewster, and even the protesters coming to campus in those days and weeks leading up to May 1st, 1970. Here's Ralph Dawson.
I was at that time the moderator of the Black Student Alliance at Yale, which was basically the head of that organization. And we had taken an interest in this trial, and we wanted Yale to take an interest in the trial and to come down on the side, in effect, of the Panthers. We wanted Yale to weigh in on the importance of a fair trial for the Panthers. We saw Yale as a very important, powerful institution, and we thought it would be important if Yale would take a position. So, for example, on the first Earth Day, which was April 22, 1970, there was a big conference at Yale, and Ted Kennedy was the speaker. So we went there and demanded an opportunity to speak, and that was a number of people, but they were led by myself and Kurt Schmoke. And so we got to speak, we got to address that meeting, and we argued for Yale paying attention, how important it was that this be a fair trial. The university officials involved and Kennedy allowed us to make that statement, and we left. And we think, in the grand scheme of things, it had an impact, because a few weeks later, Kingman Brewster made a similar statement, which sort of shocked the world. He said he had his doubts, or that there was reason to seriously doubt, that a Black revolutionary could get a fair trial in the United States at that time. And that was very important to us because it was the way we saw justice in the United States, period. That it was very difficult for a Black person to get a fair trial in any circumstance. And having the president of the institution we saw as the number one university, not only in the country, but on the planet, say that was very meaningful. This was a time of angst and confusion for the students in general. You had the Panther situation, you had the anti-war situation. You also had primarily people from the extreme left indicating that they might want to tear down the university to make the point that things had to be done about the war and to some extent about the Panthers. So from our perspective, we wanted to make changes in Yale, but the forces that were gathering in April of 1970 didn't want to make changes in Yale. They wanted to tear down Yale. And we weren't interested in that. Too many of the Black students Yale had, in a number of respects, changed our lives for the better. And we thought that it was an institution that needed change, but we could help to make that change and we could benefit from being there at the same time. From the standpoint of the BSAY, which is the Black Student Alliance at Yale, we felt that we had an ability to influence the situation. We viewed ourselves as the most effective student organization on the campus. We had a relationship from dealing on other things with the university, with the administration. We had been in communication over the years with President Brewster and with Sam Chauncey, who was the secretary of the university, and the provost. We made sure that we deployed our folks everywhere, that we used the influence that we had everywhere. So we had connections to the white students. We had connections to the university. We had some communications with the Panthers. We had some communications with the anti-war people. So we tried to tap in everywhere, to be present everywhere, and to try to channel the energy toward some nonviolent kind of change. It was a fascinating time, and kind of a dangerous time, because you didn't know exactly what was going to happen, and things could have gotten out of hand, almost got out of hand. And this could have been a Kent State or a Jackson State, which happened several days later, where students were killed. We wanted to avoid that. Things were happening so fast. It was hard to focus in on any single thing, except that out of it all, we did come to realize we had an ability to impact the situation at Yale, to impact what would go down at Yale. We had tried to do that in the years before in other ways, and it had some success and some failure. I mean, we had already set up, for example, the African American Studies major right about that time was coming on board. We had also gotten an Afro House. But this was the time when we were really trying to, I guess the word is, control things. And we had an impact. And I think we all learned from that. I mean, May Day 1970 was kind of a crash course. And I think you see that in the lives of all of us that were involved. We did a lot of important things there, but the struggle continues. I mean, look at where we're at. 50 years ago, we were talking about whether the Panthers could get a fair trial. We're still talking today about whether Black people can get fair trials in certain situations. Look at, you know, again, May Day 1970, and here we are in the middle of the pandemic, and we're talking about a young Black man being shot because he wants to jog in his neighborhood in Georgia. You know, we still have these situations where racism, institutional racism, attitudes toward how people think about the other still rear their ugly head and have a tremendous impact even today. So there's still a lot of work to do, and the struggle continues.
That was Ralph Dawson, a member of the Yale class of 1971. Dawson was the moderator of the Black Student Alliance at Yale at the time. Today, he's an attorney practicing law in New York City. To hear more about May Day 1970, check out our episode, Revisiting New Haven's Black Panther Trials with Erica Huggins. You can find it in the Where We Live podcast feed. I'm producer Carmen Baskoff.